the consequences of history now, not quite ancient. When the Soviet Union broke apart about a dozen years ago, the iconography of the Soviet state fell away too. 15 new nations had to come up with flags and seals and symbols. This turns out to be just as difficult as you'd expect, only more so. Former Soviet Georgia is now on its fourth national anthem. Oh well, reports NPR's Lawrence Sheets from Tbilisi, at least they finally got a tune people are willing to carry.
Like all other good Soviet citizens, Georgians had to know the Soviet anthem, which spoke of the supposedly indestructible union of socialist republics. Every Soviet republic also had its own republic anthem. The words to Georgia's were actually changed after the death of Joseph Stalin. Soviet cultural officials cut out verses praising the dictator, who was a Georgian son. Then, when communism collapsed and Georgia became independent in 1991, that anthem was also tossed onto the ash heap of history. The new anthem, which replaced it, called Didiba, or Glory, wasn't actually new. It was used in Georgia before the country was annexed by the Soviets. But Didiba never really caught on. Many Georgians found the lyrics too complicated, and they were full of bitter irony. The opening verse described Georgia as a paradise on earth, a far cry from the civil wars and economic collapse of the 1990s in Georgia. The anthem also became associated with the increasingly corrupt and unpopular government, says journalist Georgi Vardzalishvili.
Then people were really leery of any initiatives which came from the government. Even if the music for any new anthem had been really good, people might not have learned it anyway, just as a kind of protest against the authorities.
And there was another problem. Didiba sounded strikingly similar to the anthem of another country, Germany. Composer Vakhtang Kahidze conducts Georgia's main symphony.
I didn't like this because first two or three bars, it's absolutely the same as German anthem, and that's why.
But when the new Georgian government took over power in 2003, it immediately chose a new flag and yet another new anthem. Georgians would have been forgiven for anthem fatigue, but this newest new anthem called Liberty caught on like wildfire. The words are catchy and upbeat. It's not uncommon to hear street musicians churning it out. Young kids are now taught the anthem in school. Most now know it so well that it's not unusual to hear them singing it like a rock song. Most of it is from Georgia's most famous opera, composed in 1923 by Georgia's most revered composer, Zakhary Paliashvili. The patriotic story is about two young Georgian soldiers torn between fighting over a woman or fighting enemy invaders. Conductor Vakhtang Kahidze says the opera, called Daisy, which means the dawn, was an ideal musical and metaphorical match for the new anthem.
It was not difficult for people to learn this music because genetically they have this inside. It was not totally new thing that you start from zero.
Patriotic themes have been high on the agenda of the new Georgian government. The country's leadership hopes the use of symbolism will help instill more national pride after Georgia's recent history of chaos, war, and economic collapse. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.